Someone asked me, why do we stay up all night? Why do we do Nirjali Ekadasi? Why? So much torture, so much difficulty. So I was explaining to Kirtima that actually when we perform austerities, then we get a chance to realize that we're not the body. We actually get a chance to disassociate ourselves from the material body and mind. Because when we perform austerities, then we find out, oh, there's me who wants to do this. There's me, the Atma, who has a desire to perform this vrata for Krishna's pleasure. Then there's all this opposition. And all this opposition that's coming and facing me is coming from what? From my body and my mind, which I am neither. I'm not my mind, I'm not the material mind, and I'm not this body. So you see, you're trying to stay up all night. Sometimes, oh, I'm so tired. Oh, you're too tired. Why don't you take rest? It's really late. And tomorrow you have to go to work. And this and that. And you say, yeah, you're right. You know, it's a good idea. You know. And then you feel real tired. And somehow there's some kirtan comes up, or you do some other thing. And then all of a sudden, oh, I don't feel tired anymore. So it's like waves. These waves are called gunas. Gunas means modes of nature. The wave of tamagun, wave of ignorance, wave of passion, wave of goodness or peace. So they come in waves. They're always coming. They're never just goodness or never just ignorance. But sometimes you feel like this, and then it's like, oh, yeah, I feel energetic. So this is the test. So if you never perform any austerity, you never fast, you never try to stay up, then you're just totally, the soul is so tied up in the body that it's just like you're just living a totally like a materialistic life. There's no confrontation. When there's no confrontation, there's no realization. So when you subject yourself to some extremes, then you can actually realize, oh, there's me who want to do this austerity, and the soul, I'm not, what is this tiredness? What is this lack of energy? It's the body. It's not really me. Because why is it, I'm still up all night and haven't slept, but why is it 1 hour ago I was ready to die? I was so tired. And now 2 hours later, you're like your life of the party. Have you changed? Are you a different person? No, you're the same person. It's the same body and the same Atma, the same witnesser, the same observer of the body, the same Sakshi, the Atma, the soul, the seer, the doer. But the body is just these waves of tamagun, rajagun, sattvagun, they flow over the mind and senses and body, and they influence, they put you down, or they put you up, or they put you, make you peaceful, or make you agitated. And it's not us. It's a separate, it's just the material energy and the material nature, which is affecting our material body and our material minds, but not us, who are the soul. So the more you perform austerities, the more you can realize that. You say, wait a minute, this is just a grand illusion. This is a grand illusion. I am tired. I am happy. I am sad. I am energetic, as we were discussing. But that's one thing, is theory. It's gyan or theory. But vigyan is realization. And realization comes from tapasya. From seva and tapasya, you get realization. Otherwise, it's only theoretical knowledge and not practical. Like we have applied technology. So it's called applied spiritual technology. When you perform the austerities, then you apply the philosophy, and then you get the realization.